This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Friday. We have so much we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about full stop. Why do people say that now? Full stop. Who is the Democrat base? NATO. All that. So much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Bronco, this guy says. When Gavin Newsom is using lingo like period, full stop, or why is Gavin Newsom using lingo like period, full stop? I've heard him use it multiple times. I'm 36. I don't even know what it means. Does Chris know? First of all, Chris doesn't know anything. All right. Don't ever bank on Chris knowing anything at all unless it's nerdy producer things with knobs and buttons and stuff like that. That's one. Two. Communists believe in control. Now, just hang with me here. Controlling everything, not just where you live, where you work, what controlling language. They don't want an honest debate about anything because they can't win an honest debate. Would you like a great example of this? When is the last time you had an argument with the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, a political argument? How quickly did he or she call you a name, change the subject, or walk away? Call you a name, change the subject, or walk away. How quickly did it happen? Why did it happen? Liberal Aunt Peggy has not thought logically through any of her positions. Liberal Aunt Peggy is a herd animal. She has been programmed. She watches CNN. She'll go read every left-wing news site. She'll listen when the communists call Donald Trump Hitler. And that's as deep as she's gone. And that's as deep as she wants to go. That's as deep as her programming is. Tell me what to think. Tell me what to say. Tell me what to care about. She wants to be led. She is a herd animal. You're not like that. You're listening to me. You disagree with me, though, from time to time, don't you? Shoot, maybe all the time. Good. That means you're thinking for yourself. I want you to be a friggin' robot. You think. You have your own opinions. Disagree. Great. Sounds good. You have tested the things you believe. You've tested them. You've walked through them in your mind. She's never done any of those things at all. She has been programmed. Now, if you've been programmed, this is what you say about this. When it comes to illegals, you say this. When it comes to abortion, you call it women's reproductive rights. You say this. These are the approved things. This is what you say. Well, if that's what you believe, then you can't afford some sort of an open debate. She can't sit for 15 minutes and have a political debate with you about logic and reason and facts and truth and things like that. She can't have that because she would lose. So for her, she doesn't think you should be allowed to say these things. Remember during COVID, let's go back to COVID because it's such a great example of this. Remember during COVID, people who were out there saying basic, pretty scientifically accepted things were censored off of social media. The Biden administration, so evil and communist, they went to social media companies and told them, take that down. Don't allow them to say that. Isn't that weird when you're dealing with a supposed pandemic where people are dying and they're trying to come up with solutions? No, the only thing that works is the vaccine and 10 booster shots. Yeah, but I mean, I think maybe if I got some fresh air and sunshine, historically, that's been a great way to fight against. No, only the vaccine and booster shots. Okay, but I feel like maybe some sunshine. Delete his YouTube page. Delete his account. He can't say that. Control. They cannot allow an open, honest debate. So, full stop. Communists love using that term now. Period. Full stop. What is that? It's a way of cutting off any debate after you make a statement. I wasn't offering an argument, a logical thought. I made a true factual statement. And by the way, boop, I just put a lock on it as soon as I finished it. So you can't argue with it. Full stop. Full stop. I'm not stopping at all. Ain't no full stop. We're about to talk about what you just said. They love to control what you can and can't say. Great dodger of the dome definer, this guy says. You and others, while speaking about commies, refer to their base and how everything the commies do or say comes from or is approved or denied by their base. Can you explain exactly who or what does their base consist of? Love your show, says his name is Dewey. Okay, who is the base of any party? You know who the base is? You know who decides? The primary voter. It is the primary voter of each party who decides the direction of the party. It's not the general election voter. I applaud you for going out last November and voting for Donald Trump. That's good, good, good for you. You did good. I did the same thing. Good, good for us. High five for both of us. Woo! The primaries are where you decide the direction of your party. Okay, well, how does that explain the communists going so far to the left? Republicans haven't really moved to the right. They're thankfully drifting to the right on issues like immigration and deportation and things like that. But Democrats have gone so far left. How did that happen? Did they all get together in D.C.? Was it Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama? They got together in D.C. and they decided, hey, let's go left. Nope. Democrats, the Democrat voter, he has gone to the left. Combined with the fact he participates in his party's primary on average at double the level the Republican does. On average, 50% of Democrat voters participate in their primary. On average, 25% of Republicans do. Why is it the Democrat Party has gone so far to the left? The Democrat primary voter gets involved and demands it. The Republican primary voter does not. For the most part, the Republican primary voter stays home. 75% of registered Republicans stay home on primary day. But it's actually even worse than that. The Republican primary voter who shows up overwhelmingly votes for the incumbent who is in power. It's true. Now, I don't want to beat on primary voters again too much because we're improving. I'm going to try to do that less and less because Republican primary voters are upping those numbers. They are getting more and more involved in their primaries. And as they get more and more involved in their primaries, they are voting out these old rhino swamp rats. I saw a list today, and forgive me if you're listening. I'm sorry I didn't clip your name. Somebody gave a list of the Republicans in Washington, D.C. who are retiring in the House of Representatives, the ones who are retiring. Hey, I'm going to retire. I'm not running again. Hey, I'm going to retire. I'm going to not run again. And they gave them scores on how America First they were. Almost every one of them was a D or an F. The guys who are swamp rat losers, globalists, these guys are either losing their primary or they think they're going to lose their primary and they're retiring. John Cornyn in the state of Texas. John Cornyn is about to lose this primary to Ken Paxton. He is losing. And the word out of D.C. is they're pulling money away from Cornyn. They don't think he can win. The word out of D.C. is Donald Trump, credit to him, is not going to end up endorsing Cornyn, which he was leaning towards doing. It looks like they're leaving Cornyn to the wolves. What does that tell you? The GOP primary voter is finally waking from his slumber and punishing swamp rat rhinos at the primary ballot box. Voting base. When I say voting base, it is the primary voter. It's not a, you know, the MAGA coalition that I keep describing, the people who elected Donald Trump president, not just you and me, we're the base. It's the MAHA people, the RFK ones, the young men who are angry about the economy. That's the whole coalition. But you and me, we are the base. We are the ones who decide the direction of the Republican Party, and we decide it on primary day. Get out there and vote out your local incumbent. Your primary vote is more important than your general election vote because that decides the direction of the party. All right? The base is the primary voter. The base is the primary voter. Be the base. And bring your burner along, no matter what. Remember that the animals are on our streets. They are everywhere. Democrats have turned as many loose in our society as they possibly can, as fast as they possibly can. Well, that's why you need a burner launcher. It is legal in all 50 states. Burner launchers, they shoot these tear gas balls or pepper balls. Do I need to read you the email again? Lady just got chased down by a pit bull. Pop, pop, shoots a couple shots into the ground. Pit bull lays there in agonizing pain, but going to live. The lady went home unmolested. These things will save your life. They fit in your purse. They fit in a holster if you want one. It's the size of a smartphone. Legal in all 50 states. BYRNA. Byrna.com. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Friday. You can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We have to pause on our regularly. Chris, that can be a hard word sometimes, okay? On our regularly scheduled programming, nailed it that time, first try. We have to pause and we have to talk about my favorite thing in politics. Democrats pandering to black people. Always the funniest thing in the world. It's always so shameless. Just shameless. Usually pretty racist, too. But they do it. They've gotten away with it for years. And here was Representative Haley Stevens. I'll let her take it away.
I am definitely playing my theme song, which is Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Okay.
That's a good kickoff, I feel like. That gets people in the groove. And we got to do some Aretha.
Okay.
You know, we might need to do a little RSBCT.
Some what? Let's play that. I'm going to have to look at this up. How do you spell respect?
I am definitely playing my theme song, which is Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing.
Okay.
That's a good kickoff, I feel like. That gets people in the groove. And we got to do some Aretha.
Okay.
You know, we might need to do a little RSBCT.
I am 99% sure there is an E in there after the R. Tomato, tomato, whatever. Hey, Jesse, I hear a lot of movement to a lot about movement to red states, but I never hear about any movement or anything else about Mississippi. What is up with that state? It seems like it's the most affordable state in the South. Why does Mississippi seem to be invisible? Mississippi is poor. I love Mississippi. I have gone through Mississippi a few times, and I greatly enjoy Mississippi. But the reason, part of the reason you don't hear as much about it is almost every year. In fact, it may be every year the poorest state economically in the United States of America. What's that mean? Well, it all comes back to economic matters, doesn't it? You got to have a job. You can't just move someplace because you liked politics. It doesn't matter how red it is. If I move there, if I pack up my family, if I get disaffected with Texas and I pack up my family and we decide we're going to move over to Mississippi, well, I have to find a job there. If I can't find a job, I can't move there. There's not a ton of economic opportunity in Mississippi. There is, however, a Waffle House where they use the N-word all the time. Remember that story? I was passing through Jackson, Mississippi, and you know I love Waffle House. I'm a Waffle House guy, and I pull in. I got to get gas. I'm in a Toyota Camry, so it's an old one, not a new nice one. It was old. I'm driving, and I pop in Waffle House, And I walk in, and I'm the only customer in there, and it's all black people working in there. Well, I hadn't spent a lot of time in the Deep South. I'd been all over the country, but I hadn't spent a lot of time in the Deep South. So I just sit up at the counter, and I start ordering my food. Well, they could not have been nicer, by the way. Could not have been nicer with not only just to me, but to each other. But to each other. They keep saying the N-word with a hard R. They just keep calling each other and this and that. And I'm sitting there at the counter looking around like, are they allowed? Can you? I don't think you can say that. But no one seems to be being offended. And then, you know, he would call her an N and she would call him an N. And I'm sitting there. Could I have some hot sauce? I just want a little. I just want to, you know, I'm just going to, I mean, you know, I'm going to get the check. I'm going to get the check and I'm going to go. But really, that couldn't have been more wonderful to me. Jesse, my biracial niece is marrying her girlfriend with a gay pride Black Lives Matter theme in which I've been invited. The other night, the family was going out to dinner and my mega liberal sister picked a restaurant that has Black Lives Matter and gay pride flags in the window. Incensed and living by the mantra, put your money where your morals are, I refused that we go there. We ended up going to a different restaurant, and I have since been uninvited to the wedding. Should I go along to get along or cut them out of my life? What say you? Says I can use his name. His name is Seth. Oh, cut him out of your life. Yeah. No, just completely cut him out of your life. You don't need that kind of demonic filth in your life. What are they going to do? And I didn't say stop loving them or stop praying for them. What are you ever going to get by associating with those people besides heartache? Do you have anybody in your life, friend, relatives, whatever, and you know when you pick up that phone or when you meet them, you know by the time you hang up, by the time you leave, you will be less happy than you were when you met them? There's someone in your life, isn't there? That person who's just a joy sucker. And no matter what, there'll be some kind of drama, some sort of controversy. They'll want to argue about something every single time. Cut them out of your life. Cut them out. As I have grown older, I've done this more and more and more. I make it a priority. I seek out people to cut out of my life. I seek out situations to cut out of my life. I won't do this. I won't do that. I refuse to do this. I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking to her. I'm not going over there. And it's been fantastic. There is a bottom of the barrel in every society. If you make it a priority to make sure you never have to deal with the bottom of the barrel, your life gets better. All right. Federal law enforcement. Should you join the FBI? Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, as we chop away at everything underneath the sun. Hey, Bronco, I normally don't watch the YouTube videos of your show unless I need to cure myself of the hiccups. Well, that's not very nice. But I just noticed you're wearing some different headphones than what you were wearing before. Are they a different brand or just updated? Could you tell us about them? All right, well, I said ask me anything, so here's what it is. I don't know how to explain what I'm about to explain, but here it is, okay? These headphones you're seeing, the brand is, I want to make sure I get this right. They're not an advertiser or anything. Aftershocks. I think Shocks just may be the brand, S-H-O-K-Z. Shocks, I think, is the name of the brand. Okay. What are they? Well, there are generally two types of headphones. What, the big, you know, earmuff ones that go over your ears, or the ones that go inside of your ears. I despise both kinds. I don't like the big one, the big earmuff types. And the ones that go inside my ear, if you wear them too much, they bother the inside of my ear. So I went looking and I discovered these. You can just buy them on Amazon. I think they were $100. I think they were. So they were expensive, but I think they were $100. They've gone down, Chris? Okay. So they've gone down a little bit. Of course, Chris is going to keep track of the sales. These are what's known as bone conduction headphones. You with me? Bone conduction headphones. Don't ask me the science behind it. I went to community college. The idea behind it is they're not in my ear. They're not the cups that are over my ear. The part that touches my head sits in front. It's not even covering my ear hole. It sits in front of it, just against the skin. And yet, I hear everything perfectly. Quick side note, ladies, you go out there in your little jog bra, you go out there looking hot, running around the lake or something like that, going for a hike in the mountains. Are you listening to music? A podcast? Me? Can you also hear what's around you or coming up behind you? These are an excellent safety thing because not only can you hear me and the music, you can hear your surrounding, right? Because they're not covering up the ear. Anyway, these are bone conduction, right? These are bone conduction. That's what they are. So all that was easy to explain. Here's the part I can't explain. No idea what happened. No idea what happened. There'll be some super smart nerd or doctor listening who will explain it to me. Chris, how long ago? 2 months? 3 months ago, would you say? 2 or 3 months ago. They started to irritate my skin. I have no explanation why. They irritated my skin to such a degree, I'm not even kidding, I thought to myself, did the cleaning lady, did she clean them and leave cleaning supplies on it or something like that? And not a little irritation. I mean, it would be so bad. If you ever watched the video of the show, it would be so bad 2 or 3 months ago that when I wasn't listening to myself through them, I would push them up onto my head because they irritated me so freaking bad. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Chris thinks silicon sensitivity after years of prolonged exposure, which I guess that could be real. Like I said, I don't know. I'm an idiot. I'm white trash. I don't know any of these things. I know they started to bother me a lot. So I told Jewish producer Chris about this, and I show up one day, and he has, I don't even know what this is. He has some sort of a black sleeve thing that he has put over the top of these, and it worked. They don't bother me anymore. They're not new headphones. It's just a new, Chris just jerry-rigged this whole thing, just some new sleeve thing that Jewish producer Chris put over the top of them, and it's kosher. Hey, Jesse, I'm in a moral dilemma career-wise. I currently work as a federal law enforcement analyst, but I'm an under 30 male in good physical condition. I believe becoming a special agent is the next step in my career progression. I have a desire to do more physically as I am able to. I know the FBI has become a corrupt secret police agency, but they provide a job that I am passionate about as a special agent. Is it possible to still work for them in good conscience? Ask me not to use his name, and of course I will not use his name. All right, brother. I'm a level with you here. You sound like the exact kind of guy we want in that type of role. Sounds like you have the right heart for it. Physical dude, we need that stuff too. You sound like that kind of guy, and I credit you for that. And I credit you for your bravery wanting to step out on it. However, as you are aware, I know people inside of that building. I know people who have left that building. I cannot, in good conscience, tell you to join the FBI with what I hear, with the things I hear, because I believe there is a chance that they will sideline you or do worse to you because of your good heart. This is an organization that is deeply evil. They may have toned that down a notch while Donald Trump is president, but there is so much evil inside of that building, and they are dying to get a new Democrat in the White House so they can go back to throwing as many right-wingers in prison as they possibly can and worse. Now, what if they make you become part of that? Do you remember Steve Friend, friend of the show, wonderful human being, Steve Friend? Special agent Steve Friend. He's just like you, one of those guys, one of those pipe hitter types, just one of these natural warrior types. Steve Friend was working as a special agent. Steve Friend was working on child porn cases, tracking down the most disgusting demons in our society. And that's the kind of guy you want doing that kind of thing. Go find him, throw him in a dark cage. The FBI went to Steve Friend and said, no more of this. You see, we've got some of these uppity conservatives getting mad at school board meetings. We need you to go label them as domestic terrorists and open files on angry school board moms. Steve Friend didn't have the option to say, no, that's wrong. I don't feel like it. He had to either do it or quit. He ended up quitting, to his credit. And now he's on, I think he's still unpaid leave, kicked out. It's a disgrace what has happened to Steve Friend and Garrett O'Boyle and these types. A disgrace what has happened to these people. You're going to join that? You can do it. Go do it. But I'm not telling you to do it. I will also say, there are federal law enforcement agencies that aren't the FBI. I hear a lot of great things about the marshals. What about the marshals? What about, not the ATF, screw them. What about ICE? What about CBP? You can go be a pipe hitter for somebody that's not the FBI. You know that, right? I hear a lot of great things about a lot of these organizations. Consider it, all right? And if the aches and pains get you, please consider Relief Factor. Relief Factor can take away the pain in your life, the pain that plagues you every day. What don't you do that you used to do? Running? Sitting at a desk? Standing up? Sitting down? Oh, my back hurts. Why don't you do something about it? Something that's not a pill bottle. And something that's not ignoring it. You know, that's what we do too, especially as guys. We ignore it. I'm fine. But then we just end up short-tempered. We snap at the people we love. We don't do the things we want to do. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to relieffactor.com. You'll buy 3 weeks of it. That's $19.95. It is 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Take it every day for 3 weeks. And watch as that pain gets turned down and down and eventually is gone. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, wonderful Friday as we cruise into the weekend. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, remember the degree to which your country has been handed to foreigners.
I think that most citizens probably assume that there's some verification process that takes place for the receipt of most federal benefits. The reality is that there is not. This is particularly true in blue states, willfully true in blue states, in which all of these programs are operated entirely on the honor system. No verification takes place before individuals are enrolled in or receive these benefits.
And J.D. Vance is on it.
A lot of the anti-fraud protections that existed in our government for a very long time, were actually turned off by the Biden administration. So we think fraud has been a problem for a long time. It became a massive, massive problem under the Biden administration. We're going to do a number of things. First of all, we're going to turn back on those anti-fraud protections so that all of these cabinet officials are looking at what's going on and focusing on it. The second thing is that we're going to take a whole of government approach. So much of what's going to make the anti-fraud task force work is that we're communicating across different departments.
Hey, Shogun, I agree foreign policy is extremely complicated. I'm a Trump supporter, but like you, view him as a rental car. What confuses me, and maybe you can shed some light on this, I thought we disabled Iran's nuclear capability in Operation Midnight Hammer. That was a year ago. Am I missing something? What are your thoughts? Don't sweat the ice cream at the bar stuff. I'm sure with hands the size of yours, a waffle cone was out of the question. Yeah, look, that's part of the problem with the cell, isn't it? Is we were told after Operation Midnight Hammer that Iran's nuclear program has been decimated. We dropped the bomb on all their underground bunkers, and now they don't have anything. All of a sudden, the entire U.S. Navy is having to cross the globe and bomb Iran to smithereens because they were 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon and about to attack us. I don't have any reason to call Donald Trump a liar. Certainly when it comes to foreign policy, he's very, very, very solid. That is a hard sell. And as I warned before it started, it didn't get sold. That's why our numbers are cratering so badly with independents. When President Trump was campaigning for office, he always mentioned, this is a new email, by the way, that the price of gas at the pump will be cheaper. I'm having a hard time understanding why, if the U.S. is a net exporter of oil, we have such an overabundance of oil, why gas prices have increased here and flirting with around $4 a gallon. 20% of the global oil supply flows through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's military cannot stand up to our military. We wiped them off the map. Iran had exactly one card to play. It was always in the plans, and we knew it was going to be their plan. Iran's card to play was, if you attack us, we will close the Strait of Hormuz, which will jack up prices for everyone and everything across the globe. Iran was attacked. Iran closed the strait. I don't have another way to put it. Everybody knew this. This is something that was well known. Now the strait is effectively closed, and we need to get it opened up again. Hey, 6 minute quitter. What's that mean? 6 minute quitter. Oh, that's off my stress test VO2 maxing thing. The bike seat really hurt, man. What, Chris? What? Did I do my blood test today? Well, it was originally scheduled for today. What? Don't interrupt, Chris. There were complications. And so it wasn't the chili dogs we had yesterday, Chris. That was only part of it. There were complications, and it has been postponed until next Wednesday. The good news is Aub didn't remember that it was scheduled for today. And so yesterday she asked me, she says, hey, when's your blood test? And so I just said, next Wednesday. She didn't say, isn't your blood test Friday? Because she forgot. She has no idea. Anyway, this guy said, my 7-year-old daughter has been saying for a long time that she wants to be a police officer. I'm trying to raise her right and things are going well. She always says thank you to law enforcement and first responders, loves Jesus and America. And anytime she wants to insult anybody, she calls them a dirty commie. I'm nervous because I share your opinion about sex differences and occupations, but I don't think I'll ever be able to look at that cute little face and tell her it's too dangerous to be a cop. Thoughts? I think she's 7 years old. And I think that she's a woman and she's 7 years old. She's going to change her mind about 10,000 times before she's ever eligible to be a cop. What 7-year-old actually knows what they want to do and sets out to do it? Mr. Kelly, do you feel like we might be currently in a civil cold war? Yeah, of course we are. We are that, and I'm glad it's cold, by the way. I don't want it to get hot, but of course we are. Let's listen to the opposition party.
So we're still going to have a big battle over ICE. I believe ICE should be defunded. I don't think that ICE is any longer capable of existing because it is so corrupt at its core.
That's not good. This isn't good.
We will melt ICE, and I have a bill to do just that. We will dismantle the Department of Homeland Security because, frankly, at this juncture, nothing less is acceptable.
They're all saying it.
Because I believe that there ought to be a special commission if Democrats take over the House of Representatives or the Senate, there should be a special commission that investigates ICE's legal violations and human rights violations.
We're not sharing a country with these people. We can't. As long as they are working this hard against America and Americans, we're not sharing a country. We're at war for that country. We are in a political and cultural war, and it is one we must win. No matter how discouraged or disheartened you might be from time to time, we cannot afford to lose. We cannot afford to lose. The stakes are too high. That's why I have been talking to you, uncomfortable as it may be, offensive as it may be, about how we're looking for the midterms. It matters a lot. Democrats cannot be allowed to take power again in this country. They are too sick. They are too evil. They will do too much damage, and they'll do it as fast as they possibly can. All right. I don't know what news the weekend's going to bring. I know that I'm not going to find out till Monday. I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to go to a track meet tomorrow, unless I'm pretty sick. And then I'll revisit this with you on Monday for Medal of Honor Monday. All right? That's all.